Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Taylor Galgano with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 29th. Tensions continue to escalate between universities and pro-Palestinian protesters. Columbia University says it has started suspending students who defied the 2 p.m. deadline to vacate the encampment protest. Earlier, students stayed up whole lot so they would not be moved by intimidation tactics.
You can see outside you now that the students are mobilized. They will not be moved. We demand divestment. We will not be moved unless by force.
Elsewhere in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters continue to be arrested and detained. CNN's Ed Lavandera is at the University of Texas at Austin.
But we think we've seen about at least six different protesters that have been taken into custody. As the state troopers have encircled this encampment, they are clearly like going through and isolating individual people, so suspecting that these are probably people they suspect of being ringleaders.
Meanwhile, others are worried that universities aren't doing enough to stop the protests. A Jewish student in her second year filed a lawsuit today, alleging that Columbia is failing to provide a safe learning environment for Jewish students, claiming that, quote, extreme protesters are openly inciting violence against them. The U.S. State Department has determined that five Israeli security units committed gross violations of human rights prior to the October 7th Hamas attacks. Here's State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel at a press conference this afternoon.
None took place in Gaza. Four of these units have effectively remediated these violations, which is what we expect partners to do.
The agency is still deciding whether to restrict military assistance to the fifth unit. Under the Leahy law, the U.S. cannot provide assistance to foreign security units that are credibly implicated in human rights abuses. Three law enforcement officers have died following a shooting incident in Charlotte, North Carolina, according to a law enforcement source. In a post on X, police said the U.S. Marshals Task Force was, quote, conducting an investigation in the area when they were hit by gunfire. Later, police said the residence where the incident took place had been cleared. One suspect was found dead, and two other occupants were found in the home and are being held by police for questioning, according to an update from police. The family of Ralph Jarl, the black teenager who was shot in the head last year after ringing the doorbell of the wrong home, is pursuing legal justice for the grave injury. Jarl's mother filed a lawsuit today against the white man who shot him and the Kansas City, Missouri Residential Homeowners Association, where the house is located. The suit accuses the shooter, Andrew Lester, of, quote, careless and negligent conduct. Jarl survived the shooting and continues to recover from the resulting brain injury. Lester, who is 85, has pleaded not guilty to criminal charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action. He's out on bond and his trial is set to begin October 7th. CNN reached out to Lester's attorney and to the Homeowners Association Monday for comment. Coming up, Texas sues the Biden administration over LGBTQ plus protections. Texas is suing the Biden administration over its new federal protections for LGBTQ plus students. CNN's Devin Cole is covering the story.
So, Taylor, a little context here. The Biden administration is trying to enforce changes to Title IX, a law that prohibits sex-based discrimination at schools that get federal aid. The Biden administration's new rule aims to curb discrimination, quote, based on sex stereotypes, sexual orientation, gender identity, and sex characteristics. It's supposed to take effect in August, but Texas argues the Department of Education overstepped its authority here and says Texas schools rely on an older, less sweeping understanding of Title IX. State Attorney General Ken Paxton filed the lawsuit in a courthouse that basically guaranteed its assignment to the conservative judge who actually ruled last year against the abortion drug mifepristone. Now, I should note, Taylor, that a spokeswoman for the department told CNN that it followed a, quote, rigorous process when it approved the new changes. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens here.
And that's a wrap. We'll be back with more news at 6 a.m. Eastern.